Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Yod Amud Aleph at the bottom. And as promised, this is the last piece in the very long Agadah about Tzedakah. Amar B'yochar, Mai Dichtiv Malveh Adonai Chonen Dal. That Hashem is lends to someone who helps out the poor. Ilmaleh Mikar Kaduv Yav Shalom Ro, something we would not have the temerity to say with, not for the Pasuk. Yachol Eved Loveh Le'ish Malveh. It's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu enslaves himself to this fellow who helps out. Wealth will not help on the day of God's anger. But tzedakah will save from death. So, shtei tzedakot ha'olama. Why does it say this tzedakah tatzel mimavet twice in Mishlei? One saves from a bitter, painful death, and one saves from punishment in Gehenna. Which one is which? The first pasuk, lo ilhon b'yom evra, that's Gehinom. That God's anger. Which one is it that saves you from a painful death? The answer is that when you give tzedakah in such a way that you don't know who gets it. And the fellow who takes it doesn't know who he's getting it from. As opposed to Mar'ukva, who would leave coins specifically for Anim. Or taking it. You don't know who take it from. Fukim and Rabbi Abba used to walk and put the coins behind his back so that they would know they're getting it from him. He wouldn't know who was taking it. So what do you do? Put it in the pushka. And then you don't know who gets it and they don't know who gave it. What should a person do to ensure male children? Give your money out to Anim. He should elate his wife for a Dvar Mitzvah, which is, implies some sort of foreplay. Don't put money in the pushka unless you have a gabbai like Rav Chananel Mitradyon, who is very careful to make sure only the proper people get it. So the answer is ki kamrina. So indeed, the earlier statement, when do we say that that's a good thing to do? The money alach Rav Chananel Mitradyon. When do we say that giving tzedakah is the way to save you from this terrible punishment? When you have a gabbai who really knows what he's doing. Moshe said, how will Am Yisrael's strength rise? Lo b'chitisa, in parshat kitisa, meaning giving tzedakah, giving machzor shekel. Havau shalu Shlomo ben David. They asked Shlomo Melech, Arechan kocha shel tzedakah? How far does the power of tzedakah reach? Amar lahen, tzuru ma'pireish David Abba. Look what my father explained in Tehillim. Pizar natan le'avyonim. He gave money generously to the avyonim. His power rises high. Rabbi Abba Amar Mihacha, in a different pasuk. Whom Romim Yishkon Mitzadot Slaim Miskabo Lachmonatan Mav Ne'amanim. So he will live in the high places, and he'll be protected by the fortress, rock cropping, and he gives his bread and his water is trustworthy. Meaning, Matam or Mishkon Sadab Salim Mishkabo, why will he be in these high places and protected? Tachmanatan Rav Nemani, because he gave tzedakah. Ravau Shalush Shlomo, Ezo ben Olam Abba. Who goes to Olam Abba? Amar Lahem Kol Shekeneged Zkenav Kavod. Anybody who gives, who is given kavod in this world because of their chokhmah. Kihadi Yosef Bredi Rabbi Shua Chalash, famous story. It's some Sachim. Also, Yosef, Rabbi Shua's son, was very sick. Ingid, he evidently fainted or passed on. Amar Avahu Mechazit, he came back and he sighed. So Avahu Avua said to him, what did you see? Amar Olam Hafuch Ra'iti, I saw an upside down world, the world that comes upside down. El Yonim Lamata V'Tachtonim Lamala, meaning those people who are high and mighty in this world up there are low and vice versa. Amar Olam Barur Ra'iti, I know you saw the real world. What do we look like there? As we are considered here, we're considered there. In other words, if we're considered to be important people here because of our wisdom, so we're considered important there also. And I heard them say, happy is someone who comes here with his learning in hand. In other words, maintain your learning and have it with you when you go into the next world. Shamati shayomrim, I heard something else up there. Harugei machut en kol beria yichola lamod mechitzatan. Those who were murdered by the Romans, executed, no one can stand in their area. So man ninu, who's that? Ilem Rabbi Kiva v'chavarav min Rabbi Kiva and chutzvita v'torgaman, etc. Mishum agir machut v'tulo, that's the only reason they merit such a place, the great chachamim. They only get to be in this great place because of being killed. So pshita v'lavachinam, alaharugei lod. It refers to those who were killed in Lod. And Rashi points out the famous story about Lulanius Papus, who refused to drink, in verse New Shalmi, refused to drink from a particular cup, it looked like a Vodazara, and they gave their lives. So they were not people of great account, except for their martyrdom. Tanya, Marlehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'Talmidav, Banai, Mahu Shamar Katuv, so what does the Pasuk mean? Tztakata romim goy v'chesed lumim chatat, Tztaka will lift up the nation, and the kindness of nations is a sin. Eliezer, his student, said, that means Staka will lift up the nation. The nation is Yisrael. Yisrael is a goy. Means all the kindness that the nations do is really a sin. Why? They're doing it in order to make themselves famous, make a name for themselves, as opposed to really help. Bring these offerings in order to pray for the king. That's what they were doing. But David Hachi Lav Tzedaka Gemorahi. Well, it's not a good thing to do mitzvah even if it's for the wrong reason. If a guy gives a pruta of tzedaka and says, "I'm doing this so my son should live," I should go to Lam Haba. He's a tzaddik gomor. So Lokasha Kan Yisrael Kan Rav Dikochavim. You're right. If Yisrael does it, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu ignores the errant intent, considers it a great deed. If the non-Jews do it so without the proper intent, he doesn't. So that was Rabbi Eliezer's answer to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who asked, what does this pasuk mean? Again, the same idea. They don't do it to become great, they do it in order to be able to last longer. They know if they do chesed, God will reward them and they'll have a longer kingdom, but they're doing it for that. Something that we saw earlier in the beginning of the Masechet, that Daniel gave this advice. That's why we asked why Bab Ben Butu was able to give advice. He gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar that he would have a longer kingdom and he'd be forgiven for what he had done if he gave tzedakah. So that's why they do it. This is Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne. Same thing, but for a different reason. They're doing it to boast. Anybody who's prideful falls in Gehenom. Shenemar, Zer Yahir Leitz Shmo Oseb Evrat Zadon. Right, so somebody who's Yahir, he's really a Leitz, and he ends up Evrat Zadon. Ein Evra Ela Gehenom. The pasuk that we saw at the end of the previous Amud. Okay, so these are the three answers given to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai about the pasuk in Mishlei, Tzedakah, Torah, Goy, v'chesed lumim chatat. And all of them had the same theme, and the only difference was, why do we consider the kindness that the nations do to be a sinful? We still need the Modai, which means Rabbi Elazar HaModai, who has the best drasha here. Same idea. They're using it to embarrass us. In other words, the fact that they give tzedakah when we don't give tzedakah makes us look bad, and it's something that that embarrasses us and that shames us. We're not done. Stakatu and goy v'chesed liYisrael uleumim chatat. In other words, he parses it differently. He says stakatu romem goy. Instead, he reads stakatu romem goy v'chesed, meaning liYisrael uleumim chatat, which reads it differently. He has the best pshat. Why? Because he has the word staka and chesed applying to Yisrael. And lakum chatat, they're just do chatat. Instead of chesed lumim chatat, which would mean they do kindness, so we have to somehow figure out why it's not okay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about their intent, and their intent is wrong. Instead, tzedakah toromem goy v'chesed, that's what the Am Yisrael does, and in the meantime, the goyim do chatat. Now, michlal hu nami amar, now wait a second, remember, Meyach Mazaka asked his students, Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua, Rav Gamliel, then Rav Elazar Modai, then Rav Chaim Kana, all answered. But and then Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, what he said was better than yours and mine. Well, what did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai say? Me'ahi, the time Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shem Shachatan Machaperet al Yisrael, Kach Sakam Machaperet al Moto Olam. He said, Ches Luim Chatat actually works in the opposite way. Not that it's a chait, but it's like a korban chatat. Just like we bring a korban, so they give tzedakah, that's their atonement. Okay, Ifra Hormiz, Imei Deshavar Malkan, is very similar to a story we heard a little bit earlier. Shadar Arameya Dinari, the Kamed Rabbi Ami, Velo Kablino. She sent 400 dinarim, she was not Jewish, but was very friendly to the Chachamim, sent a bag of 400 dinarim to Rabbi Ami for distribution. Shadrinu Kamed Rava, he didn't accept it. She took it back, she sent it to Rava. Kablino, Mishum Shlomachu, he took it because you got to get along with the kingdom. Shom Rabbi Ami v'ikpid. Rabbi Ami was upset. Amar late lay bivosh k'tzirati shavarna nashim ba'od mirotota. He doesn't accept this notion that when they are all out of their zchuyot, then they will be cursed and it will be done with them. In other words, if we keep allowing them to do good things, then their kingdom will rule for longer. So Rav Mishum Shlomachud. Rav's answer was, you still have to get along with the kingdom. Rabbi Ami, Amishum Shlomachut, why doesn't Rabbi Ami accept that? His reason was, he knew he'd have to give them out to the non-Jewish, to the heathen poor. And he didn't want to do that. He also did that. Rabbi Ami, de'ikpadhu, de'lo simua kame. Because Rabbi Ami did not hear the full story that Rava gave them out to Aniyah of the Kochavim. Okay, Tanya, Amru alav Binyamin Hatzadik, Shamunel Kupashal Tzedakah. He was appointed on the Kupam Tzedakah. Pamachat Bata Ishala Fanav Shnei Batzoret. This particular time, we don't know who this Binyamin Hatzadik was, but it was a particular man was in charge of the Tzedakah. A woman came to him during years of famine. Amralo Rabbi Parnaseni, should feed me. Amar la havodah she'enu kupashat tzedakah klum. You see, he took an oath. He said, there's nothing in there. Amar lo Rebbe, im enatam farnaseni harei isha v'shiva v'neha meitim. You know what's going to happen? Me and my seven sons will all die. Amar p'nasam yishalo. So he paid from his own pocket and he supported her. The amim chalav natalamut. Not long afterwards, he got sick and almost died. Mocha yashalam v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim kem na HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ron shalom ata amar ta kom kaim nefesh acham Yisrael ki lukeim olam alei. You taught us, it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that if you save one Jewish life, it's like saving a whole world. This man saved eight people, this woman and her seven sons, from his own pocket. He should die at such a young age. Miad Karulo Gzardino, they repped up the Gzardin, he was spared. Tano Sifilo Asimushtaim Shanal Shnotav, they added another 22 years on his years. There was a family fortune, and he took all of it during the years of famine, and he used it to feed people. His family ganged up on and said, your ancestors added to what their ancestors left them, and they made a big fortune. You're giving them away? They hid in the earth. Me, I hid in heaven. Shemar mem tzitzmach, but tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Tzedakah looks down from heaven. Avotai ganzub makom shayad shaletet bo. They hid in a place where you could reach, somebody could take. Safe, wherever. Ani ganaz makom shayad shaletet bo. I hid it in a place where it can't be touched. Shemar tzedek umishpat machon kisacha. Tzedakah is the foundation of God's throne. Tai ganzu devar she'eino seperot. They hid something that doesn't produce anything. Vani ganaz devar she'eino seperot shenemar. Imur tzadik ki tov ki prima leim yochelu. They eat the fruit of the good deeds of the tzadik. Tai ganzu otzot mamon vani ganaz di otzot nefashot. They hid money. In the meantime, I hid nefashot. Shema pri tzadik eitz chayim v'lokech nefashot chacham. I saved lives with this. And so that's a greater thing to hide away, as it were. What they hid was for others, their children. What I hid was for myself. Now, whether Munbaz really took this approach or whether he was saying it to his greedy or avaricious family members to try to say to them, even from that perspective, I did a wiser thing. I saved for myself. Shenemar ulachati atzlaka. Right? When you do an act of tzlaka, it belongs to you. Tai ganzula olam hazeva ani ganazti olam haba. What I hid away was for the world to come. Shenemar v'alachafanecha zidkecha kvod Adonai yasfecha. Okay, now, at the very end of the Mishnah, we said, going way back a few podcasts ago to Mishnah Hay, when a person, how long a person has to be in the city, 12 months, we went through the whole sugya of 30 days, 6 months, 9 months, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and then 12 months for Pasei Ayir. But we said that if you buy a house in the city, right away you are a resident. Our Mishnah seems to be at odds with Rashbag. If you buy one tiny little piece of land, you're already a resident of the city. I would have a brighter which is much closer to the Mishnah, where Shimon Gamliel says, if you bought enough land to build a house on, then you're a resident. The answer is, we have two versions of Shimon Gamliel. According to that second version, it's very similar to our Mishnah. According to the first, it really is not like our Mishnah. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up. I'm going to get to Mishnah Vav on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.